Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think that this is mostly a girl thing, but I could be wrong. So I'm curious how the boys are and really what Aaron thinks as well.
Okay.
Do you ever just get grossed out by meat? Do you ever just hit a limit with meat?
Chicken and eggs.
Fair.
Eggs are not meat.
I know, but
whatever. Protein. You ever just be done with protein?
You mean even cooked? Like you're just done with meat in general? Like my ex-wife wouldn't eat red meat, so she couldn't even be in the room with it.
Oh.
Because she claimed, this drives me crazy, she claimed she could smell the blood.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
But then when a steak, you understand when a steak comes out like medium rare and there's the red stuff coming out?
That's not blood.
That's not blood.
Yeah.
It's not blood. You understand that, right?
Okay, well, one time I cut into a piece of chicken that wasn't done well and I got squirted with blood, so...
Because sometimes
I'm not even kidding you.
Blood.
It was my ex-boyfriend was cooking and it squirt on me.
I've seen like the white vein things.
Again.
No, the white vein things are like a tendon.
That's a tendon.
Okay. But there are sometimes a little red vein.
Uh-huh. And it.
There's no way
on
it,
me.
Like,
no, it did. I was wearing a white shirt. White shirt was ruined and I was so
pissed
at him.
Didn't happen.
I don't think I have photos. I've deleted everything from that time with that ex-boyfriend.
What are you against the chicken lobby right now? What
no,
are you doing?
No, I'm not against the chicken lobby. In fact, I eat so much chicken that I'm tired of it.
I do. Like I have what's the diet? The keto. I have keto friends who have hit that point.
Okay.
Where they're just like, you know how you just like, man, I wish I got bacon every day until you have to have it. It's like they're eating bacon and eggs every morning.
Oh.
No carbs, no nothing, but it's like
just
protein,
all
protein.
Fat. Keto's all fat.
And it's like protein.
It's fat and protein.
Yeah.
Okay. you didn't see this, but I got, you know, usually I'm in here with like my meal prep and
really? I don't know that I've ever noticed.
Right. You've noticed, but usually it's very healthy stuff. Before you walked in today, I had to announce to the room, guys, I'm eating a Taco Bell bean burrito today for lunch.
When I walked in, you were horking it down and I was like, I thought maybe you meal prep something, but I'm like,
well,
I gotta ask her because will you make me a burrito? Because that looked like
it was Taco Bell because
it
I
so
couldn't.
Good.
It was delicious. I couldn't do meat.
Taco Bell meat? Is it just you? Because sometimes for me, it's because I've been a part of it the whole time.
I get that way. However, I'm hardly ever a part of it. Dane cooks most of my meals for me. So not most, but I don't know. Do you guys ever get this way? The men in the room?
Not really, although I went to Fogo de Chao, is that right?
Chao is the actual
portion. Okay.
Fogo de Chao, yeah.
And I went there, and that's very meat heavy, and they just keep bringing it, and it's great until it's like, you gotta stop. You got chips
gotta
or something.
Gotta put the red flag up.
Bring
out those cooked bananas.
I need something.
Do you even eat the rice and beans, though?
No. I had the rice.
Oh my God.
I had the rice.
You are a child. I do, but that's also salt for me. I get to a point where then like you're also slamming water and you just feel like you're going to blow up like a tick. You're like,
it's so good. Like it's so good. It's just the style of food of just meat.
Yeah. The all you can eat meat is one of the, you got to really body prep for that.
I would literally have to be vegetarian for 2 weeks before I could go somewhere like that.
You don't want to do that because then your body would be in shock. So what do you want to do about it?
I don't know. I was just curious if this happens to other people. By the way, Taco Bell is not healthy.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but it was just, to be honest, we had a little leftover in the fridge.
From drinking
a couple days ago. And actually, it was more just starvation late at night. It wasn't really drinking, but...
You got Taco Bell sober?
Like half sober. No. Also, I would eat Taco Bell sober any day.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.